Here is Sub-Zero! Now, Plane Zero!
This movie has good and very bad things about it.
How this movie works.
Touch me, motherfucker.
This is spooky time.
If you got big titties, I'll do whatever you want.
Black Hawk needs to pee.
Don't y'all like this, boy? I didn't hit her. I didn't touch her. It's bullshit. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
You're doing like Jean-Claude Van
Damme. We're gonna fund him to Earth. We're gonna fund him. He's gonna be the hope for the human.
I hope she has it in my sack.
The son becomes the father. The father. Oh, no.
Is he all right? Gavin just fell.
Where is he?
Hello, bitch, and welcome to another episode of Plane Zero.
You said Patrick Stewart was in Ghost.
Patrick Swayze.
Podcast dedicated to finding out if the movies of the past hold up in the present so you can watch them in the future, bitch.
How many times welcome to my really nightmare, bitch.
Bitch. I swear, he's only said it like maybe like...
No, there's a lot
welcome
of
to primetime, bitch.
There you go.
That's one. He's probably said it more.
Doing one of my favorite family films of all time. This week.
Game of Sin. Brethren.
Roger Cloth.
This is episode 219, bitch.
You have a honker burger, funny.
All right. Well, thanks, Fred. All right. Go to planezero.com where you can find links to all of our social media and iTunes and write a review, please. It helps. Hit subscribe. Once again, helps. My name is Travis.
I'm Alex.
Aaron.
Nick.
Meet the real me or something.
Oh, and Nick gave birth finally.
Oh, yes.
No, we didn't mention that last week.
We didn't mention it last week either, but yeah, it happened.
How big was that?
I want to see how big it is.
It was like...
I want to see how big it is.
Oh, my God.
And it was long. My kidney stone came out. The worst part is when it came out of my kidney, though. And threw me on the floor, and it looked like I was turned into a werewolf.
Like
Jesus Christ!
Jesus Christ! That's exactly what I did. But when it was coming,
tear off all your clothes.
I was screaming. It was terrible.
And the children were.
But then
screaming.
When it was coming out of my dick, I was basically pushing out the whole day.
No.
And so when I sat in the toilet, like to take a dump in the morning, which I pee at the same time like a normal person.
Nope.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
what?
Normal.
Yeah.
Nah. Aaron doesn't do that.
How is that?
Aaron will stand up, pee, and then take a shit.
Do you flush it at least so the pee doesn't splash up on you since you peed first?
How hard is your pee flying into the toilet that it's coming back at you?
No, I'm saying when he sits down and if he has a plopper of a poop, is he not worried about then the pee splashing up on his bum?
I mean, it's
my poop never like splashes
ever.
It never happens.
Because he sits with his butt already in the water, so it just goes. It's like a water birth.
I mean, you're
that's a good idea,
like
I guess.
Yeah, you pee first and you poop, or sometimes you have to poop really bad. You poop first, then you pee.
So explain how did this go again?
That's bananas.
Your kidney
bananas.
So when I was sitting on the toilet,
once, save time.
When I peed, I felt something travel down my penis, and I went whoo. And then so all throughout the day I was drinking water, and then every time I peed I would feel something, but by the end of the day when I went to the bathroom I just peed and it was like, oh, it just fell out. So it was painful and irritating all day, but it wasn't, it was long
so
and
so it was anticlimactic.
Yeah, it was long and skinny. So I think that's what helped,
cuz your wiener was long and skinny.
Better than being a chode.
No, so if it was bigger, then I would have freaked out. But it wasn't that bad. So, but then it coming out of the kidney was actually terrible. I wanted to kill myself.
That's frightening.
Yeah. So, and as soon as it came out, I felt normal, and now I'm not scared anymore because I was scared all the time.
Drink your water.
Did they test it to see if you can get more?
I sent it in, so I don't know what. I haven't gotten the results.
They're gonna just be like, it's a boy. That was just the first part.
Well,
there's a golf
that was
ball.
The baby.
There's a golf ball in there.
No. No. They would take that out. They would do something to it.
So I picked Casper.
Spooktober continues.
Yeah. I picked Casper.
That was the worst part.
You did. You picked Casper.
Yes, I did. It's a family-friendly film.
There really is a ghost, you know.
What is he in?
You're doing the guy. Really was the you're doing the guy from Temple of Doom.
That really was Little Richard's ghost. He wasn't dead yet, which is the crazy part. They time traveled to get him.
No, that was the worst part of this movie.
The very end?
Yeah.
The song?
I don't know why they did that.
Ghost.
So yeah, this movie's about
Devin Sawa.
This mean lady who inherits this this old ass building.
Bonnie.
Huh?
She was Bonnie.
In Whatigan. I know you mentioned it in
Bonnie and Clyde.
Kathy Moriarty.
You know there's more than one person named Bonnie. I never saw that movie anyways. So
oh, you're eating a Slim Jim. I'm like, did someone just take out a fucking ham sandwich? I'm like, what the fuck is this?
She's also the main antagonist in the movie Soap Dish.
Yes.
You know,
she was very hot back in the day.
I think she's hot in this movie.
A voice could use some work.
Kind of.
Nah, you should keep it.
The voice is why people loved her.
Really?
It was like,
you know what though? If you want to look up if her ghost has ever had sex or been nude, it's not. I couldn't find it.
I could probably find it.
Well, can you share it with me?
Yeah, I will.
So,
it was sultry. That voice was. Remember, people liked what's her name?
Yeah, I love
the Kathleen Turner.
Yeah,
Overdrive.
Kathleen Turner Overdrive. That's all I ever think.
So, this lady with Dr. Girlfriend's voice inherits this horrible.
Dr. Girlfriend's hot.
And you're forgetting her sidekick was amazing.
Yes. Eric Idle.
Yeah. Yes. And Eric Idle is her butt monkey, I guess. I don't know.
He's Eric Idle.
Yeah.
With a mullet.
Got hit by a car and he's bleeding.
She inherits this mansion that is haunted by the ghosts of Casper and his mean ass uncles.
You mean his awesome uncles?
Because he died of HIV.
He died of pneumonia, probably.
The uncles are the best.
Hold on.
Wait, seriously? He died of AIDS?
Yeah, Casper died of HIV. He spread it to a few
people
first.
He was Richie Rich.
What are you talking about?
And they raped him?
That's The Simpsons.
Don't worry, Shred. It's just me, Casper.
He spread AIDS, and then he was like, what the fuck happened?
Well, he didn't spread it. Well, he spread it to himself.
My skateboard.
His friend Telly started the
man,
AIDS.
Man, that was my skateboard.
But we don't know if he actually got it. We just know he had sex with her. Because he said it's
eating a watermelon. The little face.
And her titties, he said that.
Yeah. He said, Casper, the dopest ghost.
This is a crazy movie.
Bitches all love me because I'm fucking Casper. Yeah.
I have no idea what you people are
talking. And then my dog was named Casper.
And R.I.P. then you Casper. Can buy a mattress.
Yes.
Go to Casper.com.
Who are not sponsors of this week's episode. Would be awesome.
They'll send you a mattress, and my cat is missing. Things are okay.
What are you talking about?
Boomer lives.
It's a mattress. Oh, Mark Maron.
My pants.
Mark Maron did that. Okay, let me talk about the movie. So it's haunted by Casper and his mean old uncles who are actually funny.
Are they really his uncles?
That's what he calls them.
It's weird.
And his uncle Brad Garrett.
Yeah. Yes. Brad Garrett. Stinky and Stretch. They are haunting this house, and they try to get various people to get the ghosts out, including one Father Sarducci.
Guido Sarducci.
Guido Sarducci.
He's a crumb cake.
He's a piece of cake.
Piece of crumb cake.
And they break his neck?
He should be dead.
You could be Father Sarducci for Halloween.
I could.
Or a Wolfman.
I could do Wolfman also. And then they also get not the Ghostbusters, but just a Ghostbuster.
Dana Croyd
with a mustache.
You know, I watched this movie with my son who loves Ghostbusters.
Oh my god.
Okay,
so,
give me his reaction to that.
He was just he was like, why is Ray there? And then he said, why is he running away?
That you know what? That, as a kid, I loved that scene, but it's like especially rewatching it now, it's like dude, they fucked up Ghost.
I was like, they fought Vico.
They fought Vico. No, they fought Marshmallow. These are just little prankster ghosts.
In Extreme Ghostbusters, they say, you never hunt alone.
So my son really loved that he saw that.
That's cool.
So I was just like, because I forgot that Dana Croyd was in it.
I forgot most of the cameos, like the scene with Mel Gibson. Okay. Mel Gibson, so, yeah. And Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah, so then all of a sudden Bill Pullman's there to help exorcise the ghost.
Yeah, he's a ghost therapist, I guess. He's searching for
He's on hard copy.
Yeah, he's searching for his
deceased
wife. But he does this as his job to basically try to help ghosts pass.
But is he full of shit because he's scared when
they both freak out.
He's never really truly encountered. That's the vibe I got from it, is that he has experiences.
It seems like really what he does is he's just talking to the living people to help them get over it.
Yeah.
But he's looking for Judging Amy.
What else was she in?
Judging Amy.
Besides that.
I'd have to double check, but she's been in a few things. I think that's off it. The top of my head.
What you just said.
And then his daughter, Christina Ricci's in
this. Who, too young to show her titties. She does that way later. But every kid in elementary school was still like, ooh. I was never a big fan.
I had a crush on her when I watched this
when movie. When I was a wee lad, I wasn't attracted to girls my age.
It was the older women in movies.
But leftovers.
That's well,
and she was also in.
But the thing was, Heat. I was
and Fear.
Oh, there we go.
We might watch Heat, but
or Fear.
Yeah, but the thing was, I was younger than her when I watched this movie. So
no,
that's why.
What I mean is, when I was that age,
you just wanted to bang older.
Yeah, like teenage ladies and above, like old like 18-year-olds and above.
Okay.
It was weird.
No, it's not.
That's how.
Yeah, I get that, but I wasn't like that. But the thing is,
because when I was a kid, I only liked legal women. I've always only liked.
I don't want no girl my age.
So, yeah, Casper sees her and falls in love with her.
Wants to fuck.
He does want to fuck, and basically the rest of the movies. And the rest of the movies kind of like them bonding, and then you find out that Casper, his father. Invented this machine.
Well, you're forgetting that the Kathy Moriarty wants the treasure that's supposed to be at the.
There's the rumors of this treasure inside Whipstaff Manor, which is a.
Yeah.
And also during a school scene, because she moves to a new school. Because
she's new and
everyone just treats new people like shit.
I hate that type of
You know
of
what? Every time a new kid showed up at school, we always wanted to talk to them.
90s humor with like kids in the school bothers me for some reason, because it's always that same exact thing.
Same
you know
shit.
What? Catherine.
That girl has been a bad guy.
So I'm rewatching all of Boy Meets World, by the way.
Yeah, she was on Boy Meets World.
She was on there like.
Is Pinsky there yet?
Oh, I'm already past that stuff. I'm on season 5 now.
What is that?
They just started college.
Oh.
So his brother's gone full.
Oh, I just saw. No, he's not full yet, but he's close to being full.
But he's hilarious.
He's like one of the. Him and Feeny are like the best parts of that show. Fred Savage just
tried to rape Topanga.
He actually didn't try to rape her. He's like, you know, I can, you know, make this good for you and all that stuff. And then Corey pushes him through a window, and it's like, that's a good show.
So I need to rewatch it.
There's
a lot of continuity issues.
There are, but it's,
her parents, Topanga's parents change.
At one point, Peter Tork is her dad.
Yep.
But it's a wholesome good show.
So
this is a wholesome movie.
So.
Why did they laugh at her name being Catherine? I don't
know. It was
Harvey Catherine.
It says Harvey Catherine.
Yeah, Harvey, and they're like...
Because he said it like an idiot and not say Kathleen Harvey.
But still.
Because Harvey, I am Batman?
It's still, that's... Like, they're laughing.
I know, it's...
I hate so children.
The school's gymnasium is asbestos issues, and the mean bitch of the school's like, we're all going to go to my bathhouse. And no
one's
like,
God, boathouse. It's Marge Simpson.
Not a bathhouse.
So,
Homer.
So, but she accidentally.
Time to make pretzels?
She does bring up the fact that she lives at Whipstaff Manor. I'm feeling like I'm saying the name wrong. But then this one kid's like, hey, why don't we go to that place? Because that place it's fucking creepy. Let's have our.
It's spook. It's proper spooky.
That's racist, because that's the key. So.
Way too much detail.
I feel like the teacher should have talked to her dad before, like, saying...
No, yeah, let's do it, yeah.
Who wants to have a party here? But, yeah.
So, yeah, that's basically...
Well, then, Casper wants to turn human because of his dad. His crazy experiments. Casper got the AIDS and he died.
There we go.
Don't forget, though, that Squints is in this movie. Oh, in the beginning. Oh, in the very beginning.
Also, two boys. In Boy Meets World.
Yeah, I know.
In the beginning. Everyone was in Boy Meets World. It's weird.
Didn't.
Adam Scott?
Yes, he was.
Was he Griff? No. He was the other replacement.
he replaced the greaser bad guy.
Yeah.
Did Eric's brother call her fat yet?
Wait, Eric's brother?
I mean...
Did Corey, Eric, you asking Corey. If Corey called her fat?
Did Eric call Topanga fat yet?
No.
That's a great episode. Am I fat? Yeah. And then the whole episode. He's waiting for her to like hurt him. It's great.
Saved by the Bell or Boy Meets World better?
Boy Meets World probably.
I think Saved by the Bell has stronger nostalgia for me than Boy Meets World does.
Boy Meets World is like...
But Boy Meets World probably is a better show.
It's actually well-written, oddly enough.
But there's so many continuity issues. But you know what? There are in Saved by the Bell, too, because no one cared.
But you know what? They make fun of the continuity issues in that show, though.
90s Superman?
Yeah.
What? They also make fun of it. They make
I thought
fun
that
of
guy
it
was
on
so cool.
Girl, they address a lot of it on Girl Meets World, too.
Yeah, it's cool. Oh man, Boy Meets World is a good show. I'm watching it. And it's like Mr. Feeny is wonderful.
You mean Kit?
Oh man, Mr. Feeny.
Is that Terry McGinnis?
What? Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And I just saw Feeny.
He's everybody.
I just saw Feeny's.
He's also Kim Possible's brother. Right?
I just saw the Feeny call for the first time. It just happened.
Feeny.
Yeah.
Oh no.
It's wonderful.
It really bothered me when he became that. Stupid.
Why?
I don't know why.
I thought it was
because
great.
Because he wasn't. It was just
such
a weird.
It slowly happened.
Because
though.
He went from really cool, good looking guy to like chubby, silly guy.
I don't mean to take this away
but then,
from Casper.
But then he made his girlfriend be in an episode.
In the Halloween episode.
The Halloween
episode
with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
That's a good episode.
I don't mean to take this away from Casper, but I think Jason Marsden plays his friend in that.
In the season 2 and some of 3.
So he plays his best
friend. They're best friends in real life.
And he plays his best friend in Kim
Erie,
Possible.
Indiana.
He was his best man.
And he plays his best friend in...
The guy from Erie. The kid from Erie, Indiana who had the gray hair.
Yes.
Who had the silver hair.
He voices his best friend in Kim Possible, his best friend in Batman Brave and the Bold.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
You know,
I mean, that's cool, though.
They're best friends in real life.
Did you say Batman Brain in the Bold?
Brave and the Bold.
Oh.
Brave in the Bull, bro.
But yeah, Casper.
Yeah,
it's kick.
The CG's not as not.
I think because they're not.
The only really truly horrible CG is Father Guido Sarducci's backwards head.
Yeah,
because it's a it's cartoony.
But you know what's weird? It could have looked a lot worse. It like didn't look extremely bad.
Nah, it looks shitty. Like the actual ghost CG effects are pretty.
Yeah,
still pretty because
it's cartoony. So
yeah.
It's fun.
Well, it was smart
looking
with,
like real.
And it was smart what they did with the whole making them somewhat see through, so it wasn't like solid white CG.
Yeah.
That
would look shitty.
Yeah, that
actually kind of holds up.
And also
that was pretty good.
They mixed a lot of practical stuff with like when they would do stuff, the things would move through practical.
I was just thinking like, how did they? How did they
shine
do
on Harvest Moon?
Yes, they did.
Up in the sky.
So my only
I didn't catch that when I was young, so it's amazing.
So my only real issue with them...
I have no issue with them. I wish Casper wasn't in this movie and it was just them.
Yeah.
I think my only real issue with them is like there's just too many pop culture references. And I noticed this. We brought this up
in the 90s, man.
Exactly.
I'm going to sue you.
How are you going to say that?
How's that for a pop culture reference?
So I was thinking like the genie does this
no,
shit.
No, but the thing is...
And the Ivan Ooze does this shit.
It was the 90s.
Why was that a thing in the 90s?
Dude.
You know what? They happen now, too. We're going to watch movies years from now where we're going to see too many references to pop culture
thinking,
of this
like,
time.
I was thinking of that Plinkett review of the... Coincidentally, the Ghostbusters remake, where it was like he was mentioning that the first one was just solid. I'm not a fan of it, but it's solid writing. It's good comedy. Whereas... The remake is like a lot of references to like older shit that came before it. So I'm like,
it's got Thor Ragnarok in it.
Yes,
he's great.
And that he's awesome.
He's great. In
he's great in everything.
But other than that, I like them. I like them a lot, and
I like a lot.
I think they're funny.
Why is it that only the other ghosts look like the people they used to be? Like Stinky and all them, they don't really look like anybody.
They die naked.
No.
Because they got AIDS.
My theory my
is
head,
the longer you're dead,
you slowly
as
become
you forget more and
you
more.
Become an amorphous blob.
Oh, because he forgot everything until he saw all that shit.
And he's like, my baseball.
So like,
but when Fatso's dressed up as the wife, it's hilarious.
I'm surprised you guys like this movie. I thought you would think it was fucking stupid.
No, it's
I saw this movie in theaters, bro.
So did I.
So did I.
And I watched it with my son today.
And it's because as a kid, I liked the fact that there were all these other references to it. And like I for some reason knew who Father Guido Sarducci was.
Me too.
So I thought it was hilarious. But I'm thinking regular kids of that era probably don't.
I was going to say this because you brought this up before we started recording, is that there are jokes for adults and then there are things for kids also.
But this is one of those 90s movies, like Little Giants and all those, that I just feel they don't really make them anymore. I mean, the Goosebumps movies are for kids.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's like adults can enjoy it too, because it's like, well, at least there's a fucking story in it.
Kind of got a weird Jumanji vibe a bit from this. I don't know why.
Because Robin Williams in it.
Andy Dick was hunting ghosts.
Yeah, that was Andy Dick. I don't care what anybody says. Like,
When Bill Pullman dies, I just remember thinking, oh my god, they fucking killed her father.
Okay, so I brought this up, okay. And I never noticed it until now, watching it these years later, because he's resurrected through that machine. Yeah. His ghost is turned back into a human form.
He's in the sewer, dead.
There's a dead body,
man,
and the street. They're going to find that body and be like...
And oh then go to him and be like, wait, hold
on. It's a dummy.
Okay.
So he got a new body.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It is a little weird.
How come he didn't come out of the machine naked?
I was thinking that too. He went in there with the ghost had clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Casper would have come out naked.
Kathy Moriarty came out with her titties showing. Like she had cleavage as a ghost. And then so I was thinking, I wonder if she's naked online somewhere. Couldn't find it.
Probably.
She's not.
I could probably find something.
She saves the day by reminding him about Pinky Promises.
Yes. One of my...
That would be scary.
Rewatching this, I'm kind of realizing Casper's not only creepy for doing that, he's kind of a dick when it comes to her friends and the guy, because he asked her out to...
But that guy was being a dick.
But Casper didn't know that.
He also didn't want to.
Casper didn't know
that. That girl bullied him into being mean.
Why?
Do you know what this movie is? This movie's the B plot of this movie is Carrie.
Yeah.
Except she's not a telekinetic.
Carrie
from Sex and the City. No, it basically is. It's like the popular girl's is picking on the less popular girl, and she's gonna have her boyfriend pretend to like her.
Yeah.
Even though he actually did like her.
What?
Yeah, he seemed to actually be cool up until like
he was checking out.
He's checking her out.
It's a Halloween party?
Yeah.
The fuck is she dressed as?
Who?
Christina Ricci.
Like an old fucking lady.
It's like,
it's just like
old woman. I don't want a cute costume, Dad. Yeah.
She basically said, I want a sexy costume.
I just want to put on a dress.
No,
put on a pretty dress.
You just say it's like a haunted bride or something. I don't know.
Dude. No, I don't think that this ain't no ball.
Bill Pullman thought he was going to have the talk with her.
Yes, there is a point where, and she says, oh, like, don't worry, I'm past that. And he's like, how far are we talking here? And she's like, no, not that far.
Oh, I like when Catherine Moriarty possessed Data, and then the guy said, is this window bulletproof? And then the president said no, and then he fucking just shot through the window.
Yes, sir. No window bulletproof? No. Fucking yeah.
He might have.
Fucking animal mother lighting him up.
Shares my namesake in that.
Your name's Animal Mother?
Shares my namesake in that movie. The last name.
Freaking crazy ass Jane.
There is some of the humor that, like, it was like they did the pump you up thing. I was like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
what are you going to do?
Was that a thing? Why?
I don't know.
That started with, that started with them, right?
Because they're making fun of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But it was like, oh.
With Dana Carvey?
I don't know what it is about Arnold Schwarzenegger in First Nations that just hurt me much.
But when what's his name does it from Saturday Night Live? The new Daryl Hammond?
Yeah.
His is funny.
But everyone, like.
You don't like Robert Smigel doing it on Conan?
Those might be the only two that I'm. Because when.
Those are just ridiculous.
Like. Though
because they know it's ridiculous.
In the 90s, there was Arnold and Beavis and Butthead everywhere impersonations. And
I don't remember Beavis and Butthead.
But I would prefer to hear an Arnold over a Beavis and Butthead.
Yes.
God, didn't they? Wasn't there like on Step by Step? They like.
I don't remember.
Yes, there were two guys that were actually doing it.
What am I thinking about that? It makes
me embarrassing.
Like, ooh.
There's a
point. It's a big gay dog.
Travis is petting his finger.
There's a point. There's a point in this movie where. There's
That's
a point
like
in,
a prison.
There's
thing.
A point in this movie where.
There's a lot of points in this
movie. Where Moriarty and
Moriarty,
the villain from Sherlock,
where She and Kerrigan.
He steps out of the holodeck. He steps out of the holodeck and he vanishes. Right.
Where they figure out, okay, we can just we can be a ghost. We could be a ghost, fly into the safe, get the treasure, and then resurrect ourselves with the Lazarus.
This is like Adam's Family.
Kind of, yeah.
Because they're looking for a treasure.
Boom. The Adams Family.
Adams there Family is oh, that's is just, more superior that, than this movie.
And, that's, and she's yeah. Alive.
That's without.
That's just a good movie.
It, yes.
That goes without saying.
But when they decide, well, one of us has to die, they start trying to kill each other. And she chases Eric Idle wearing his normal clothes. He's already wearing the knight suit like it's in Scooby-Doo or something.
How come I don't remember this? I just watched
it. I remember him in the armor.
Yeah. That was fucking funny to me.
It was like for a brief second, though.
And then he fell out of the armor. No, he's like, you killed my friend, you dick!
He puts the oil slick down.
That was a Bill and Ted.
Oh, Elmer.
Oil slicks, huh? I've seen some videos with oil slicks.
He puts the oil slick down. And then
oh, I remember that.
When he runs out of the... He's already out of the armor.
Oil spills? Oil overload? What are you talking about, Shred?
It's one of those. It's like it's always the second podcast that's off the rails because we're tired and we're.
Just, no, we record these weekly. What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about. So, yeah,
gallons of oil.
And then she hits a tree and then gets out of her car, but the opening of her car is right over a cliff and she dies.
That's how she screams.
And Eric Idle says, "What a shame. She had my favorite sunglasses on her."
I don't remember that.
You said it in the movie.
Were you masturbating?
No, because I was watching it with my son. Oh, but he was actually building. He was stacking boxes from Toy Story on top of each other, and having me knock them down.
What we
do is
we take all these boxes, we go over here, we stack them over here. When that's done, we bring them back and stack them over here.
So I don't remember that part because he kept doing it in front of the TV too. So I had to keep looking around
so,
it.
The end is weird cause, okay so
can I keep you? Why is it a, okay this was also brought up by Tani when I was watching
a lot of
it
people,
with her
a lot of
which
girls
is why,
my age think that it's really romantic by the way
no they do they think it's sweet but why
well that's stupid
why did they have to get a different actor because Devon Sawa wasn't Devon Sawa yet
so but he was in Little Giants already
that's not the same it's like one movie.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, why couldn't they have just like gotten the same boy?
Yeah.
It was a boy.
Was he a cute boy?
I don't. Probably. I'm sure he could have been.
Well, why would we know that?
Maybe
answer?
He wasn't a cute boy. They need a
Bryan Singer wasn't doing the casting.
They need a cute.
Look up the voice of the cast.
So the ending's weird because, like, how he comes back for. The short time he does as a real boy is because out of nowhere
the mom comes.
The mom's spirit comes from heaven or whatever.
Well, the reason why
she's an angel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, she never says it,
but she also doesn't obvious. Look because she's an angel. She looks like herself.
And she's going
and she's always doing wavy
yeah,
arms.
She's woo.
She's doing stereotypical wavy ghost arms.
Yes.
And he's
she's
like
the lady in red.
She's like, hey, you deserve a chance to dance with my daughter, and then she makes him a real boy. And then she sees
those
Bill,
are another.
She sees Bill Pullman, and he's like, "I always wanted to see you." And she's like, "Well, yeah,
I'm a prince."
So I do want to mention that part, though.
But then Casper becomes a boy, and then all the girls at the school like want to bone him really bad because
yeah.
they like look
well,
at him like
Devon Sawa.
All yeah. the boys probably did too. Yeah. He's Devon Sawa.
And then it's like he. It's really weird.
It okay when I was a kid, I didn't think it was weird, but looking. Okay,
back, it's still a big fuzzy.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, he earned that because he sacrificed his chance to become alive again.
To really fuck her.
So it's like, hey, I'm going
to... No, he saves her dad because he felt...
I feel like making him alive for that is like torture.
It is.
It's torture. Like, hey...
It's worse.
He's going to see her grow up.
No, it's worse completely.
Yeah.
He's going to see her get boned in his mansion.
Yeah. And why wasn't Casper speaking with like an accent?
But how come
he was like really old?
How come Casper? How come he didn't pass on?
Because he stayed behind to stay with his dad.
But his dad's not there.
Yeah.
But his dad never got. But because there was he had all that unresolved issues.
Then what's
with
his uncle's
dad.
Problem?
They just want to be dicks and just have a good time.
They had their names carved into those beds.
Yeah.
But it kind of confused me.
Okay, so actually...
I thought that too. I was like, what the fuck were they doing?
I looked up this...
Why? They don't need sleep.
I looked up this. Apparently, they actually had a picture of what they looked like before they died.
Oh.
And it was a bit of a deleted scene. But you don't really...
Is Brad Garrett fat though?
It wasn't Brad Garrett, to my understanding.
Like, I'm going to carve my nickname into my bed. Really fancy like.
You know what? That
really in bed, right?
But she,
I was sitting there in bed.
She comes in.
And you know, I'm smart. I can take a hint. And she whips out her asshole.
That was my favorite episode of Everybody Loves Raymond.
She just claims great. She said, why aren't you licking it?
She coming out like the lady in red, like that song that my dad would sing called Lady Named Fred.
Lady Named Fred.
The lady in red song, he would sing it Lady Named Fred whenever that, because there was a commercial for like Lean Cuisine or something.
Oh my god, I remember that.
And he would sing, he was in the other room watching TV when the commercial came on, and he walked out because I was in the kitchen. He's just like, Lady Named Fred. And I was just like, that's funny.
That is funny.
So she said, lick my asshole.
So we were saying.
So I'm guessing the dad made the machine and it was like, I have no unfinished business.
Why would he tell people that, hey, I made this machine to have ghosts come back to life? Why of course you're going to get locked up.
Why didn't he bring his son back to life?
He probably didn't have a chance to try it out yet. He probably locked him up. He had everything.
He literally made that stuff.
Though. He had everything.
He never saw him, but maybe it's because he could never see him.
This makes no sense.
But why wouldn't Casper
just... You know what? You just ruined the movie.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Interview over.
If he made the solution...
Interview over.
What? I don't know.
And he also said just enough left for one more try. Like, he made it seem like it had been done.
Yeah, what the hell?
Then what the fuck did he do?
He probably killed a rabbit or something. And then
what?
Tried to...
This is... You know, this...
Rabbits ain't got unfinished business.
That's true.
Yeah.
He might have murdered someone and then... tried this. I don't know.
Like a hobo? Well,
that just made this movie way too dark.
Oh, I can picture that though.
Like this was that you made a Ninja Turtle dark.
It's turn of the century. People are murdering hobos left and right for experiments. Yeah. Story. That's a thing.
Also, he looks a little bit like H.H. Holmes in his photo they show me.
John Holmes?
Yes. No, the guy that Evan Peters played in Hotel.
Oh god.
Leonardo DiCaprio's gonna be playing him soon.
But it would be better than Evan Peters' performance.
He needs to do exactly that.
They're actually doing a movie.
Yeah. H.H. Holmes.
And is there going to be a vampire?
No.
The movie's called Get Off Me, Holmes.
Hey, Holmes. Bunch of Mexican
Get off me, Holmes.
You think there's ever a cholo who like had one of their cholo friends was like, So dangerous and deadly, like, man, you like H.H. Holmes, fool.
No way.
We call him H.H. from now on.
That's too much.
Listen, fool.
No. Maybe, like,
well, I don't know what voice you're doing right now.
Listen, fool.
Maybe they have one that figures things out and they call him Sherlock Holmes.
You're like Sherlock. You're like that detective Sherlock.
No, but you're evil, so you Moriarty. We calling you Moriarty, you see.
Moriarty.
Because you got a sultry voice?
Maury Hardy.
No, Maury Hardy was played by the same guy who played Dracula and Van Helsing.
Which Moriarty?
In League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Oh, I thought you were saying Sherlock.
No, because Sherlock gets that awesome guy. You can do that. That's awesome.
Oh, yes, Sherlock.
He doesn't sound like that. He does not sound quite like that. He's in the show Sherlock, there's a guy who plays Moriarty, but he's like, oh, hi, Sherlock. Like, he sounds more like that.
Sherlock.
He does like what you're doing.
Oh, yes.
Is it the guy from Resident Evil?
No.
Who was he in Resident Evil? Probably not.
The guy who played John Lennon, who shouldn't have played John Lennon? Who was in Mad Men?
Did you miss me, Sherlock?
No, not that guy.
Oh, yes.
That sounds terrible.
That's not how he sounds. Yeah, he's
overdoing
at all.
I'll say that much.
Hello, Sherlock.
Oh, and then...
did you miss me?
That's basically what he does.
A guy who we knew in elementary school named Alvin, his dad was Filipino.
Did he scream, Alvin?
Had a harsh accent.
Why would he scream it? He is Alvin.
No, his dad... called this movie Gopsburg to Brenda Gulps. That's what he called it. And then
My
what you just did was a very offensive accent.
No, it was it's correct. And my mother-in-law, and my wife's grandmother, my grandmother,
my wife, your grandma-in-law,
and then
you should have said my wife's
your meemaw-in-law,
and then she would always say Gopsburg when he would like do something bad. I beat you up, Gopsburg. She would always yell that. It was funny.
You know, it's weird, but like,
no, this movie's stupid.
Where's his feet?
I mean, I enjoyed it, but like, there are plot holes, obviously.
Casper's feet. Casper always got feet.
Oh, dude, who cares?
Like, I didn't think about that till watching. I was like, wait a minute.
You watching this movie like some sort of Quentin Tarantino being like, I must see them feet, and then you don't.
And by
so
the way,
I did pick feet movies based on what you're...
You realize why her name's Harvey, right?
Yeah, because yes. Of the comics.
Yeah. But where's his feet? Where are their feet?
I don't know.
Their legs. They've got no legs.
Harvey.
I'm Batman.
Does this take place in the Richie Rich movie universe too?
I guess.
Where the guy who's not Andy Dick.
I like that movie more.
I haven't watched it.
I liked it more though than this movie.
Macaulay?
Yeah. When I was little, yeah. Because
with
it was
Macaulay?
Like he's got a McDonald's in his house.
I feel like we watched that movie more.
Yeah, he had a McDonald's in his house.
That was crazy.
I was like,
the president is in that movie.
Dude, he had a McDonald's. And Richie Rich?
Donald Trump.
No, he's
Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2 in Little Rascals.
That's what I was thinking of, Little Rascals.
That's so weird. But the fake Macaulay Culkin's in Little Rascals.
He's the asshole kid's son.
Yeah, the fake father. Macaulay Culkin. Yeah, that kid.
Uh-huh. What?
I don't know what you're...
The other Macaulay.
You know that one kid.
The one who loves Darla.
He was always in...
But that's not Alfalfa.
Full House.
Yeah, he was always in Full House.
Oh, let's just go. Let's get out of here, Mathel.
That guy always shows up in, like, because I end up going through a lot of clickbait articles because I'm just whatever. I get bored at work.
Just whatever.
So, but he shows up in a lot of those articles, like, these childhood actors, see what they look like now. And it's usually how they're, like, hot. Like, but some of them are, like, guys and girls. And I'm just flipping through, and he always shows up.
Is he hot?
Girls seem to think so, but he's also, like, a huge LGBT activist.
Oh, good for him.
What?
Yeah.
Just kidding. Of course, yeah, it's okay.
I don't know why you guys think
you want a Full House, like, you know. Is he like posing? You could see his like
the older.
He's usually in a suit.
No, oh. The older sister from Full House,
like a Batman suit,
was on Boy Meets World. She played a witch.
Wait,
yeah,
who was it?
Older sister from Full House?
You mean Deej?
Yeah, she played
Candace Cameron.
She played
Burke.
A witch who wanted the two Hunter brothers.
Yeah.
And then at the end, Sabrina the Teenage Witch is there.
Playing herself?
Yeah, she goes on a...
From Mad Men?
She takes Eric on a date at the end of it. But then Salem's trapped in it, and in the next episode, Salem sends Corey back to the 1950s.
It was one of those crossovers.
This is bananas.
It was one of those... No,
I want to see this.
It was one of those TGIF crossovers.
Yes.
Oh. They should do crossovers more, because I remember when the Ninja Turtles showed up on Power Rangers... And that's one of the greatest.
The next mutation Ninja
which
Turtles.
Was trash.
Yeah,
but it was still awesome.
So I was
with Venus de Milo.
Yeah,
it was
literally the end of the first episode of In Space. They all pop out of this. It was like, whoa!
Oh,
what's
that's
going
why
on?
I was already done by this. But yeah, that happened. That's bananas.
And but, yeah, animatronic puppet and everything.
But not the big tittied Tanner sister.
No, she was probably doing a lot of drugs.
That's correct.
Yeah. Lot of drugs. What happened to the Lawrence brothers? They like vanished.
There was three of them too.
That's
some
weird.
Of them still do stuff. I think they do a lot of Disney Channel stuff.
No, Joey Lawrence, he filed for bankruptcy,
and he's constantly trying to say, "Yeah, we're going to do a Blossom reboot."
And I saw him at Disneyland.
The middle one, I think, does some voice acting, and then the youngest one also voice acting. I think.
Well, there you go.
Because he was TJ Detweiler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was TJ on Recess.
That was a long-ass time ago.
I know it was. But no, but I think he still does voice acting. But, like, no.
He was the voice of Stretch in Casper. It was Andrew Dice Clay.
They got sad. They wanted to turn him into a ghost, and then he said how he loved him, gave him all kisses, they felt bad.
That was one of the funniest scenes in this movie for me, I think.
He got drunk, he's singing karaoke. A bunch of people are passed out.
I always thought that food looked good that they were eating. When I was young, I thought it looked good.
Yeah, now
it's just a bunch of cake.
I like him more as Prince Lone Star. and the president, which he gives the greatest speech of all time, probably.
And then he grows a great big bushy beard. I love him in Torchwood Miracle Day, though.
He's a pedophile, right? Yeah.
What?
He's awesome in Torchwood Miracle Day.
Oh, like in real life?
And then now he's a like a detective.
But he's in that movie with Sinner. When Ellen DeGeneres was pretending that she was straight.
Mr. Right.
And he was breaking his fingers to show him what he loves.
Bill Pullman won.
Because Bill Paxton's dead. But so, Bill Paxton's better.
So now no one will confuse the two anymore?
Yeah. I still did when I was like,
I don't know.
He's Chet.
But
and also
he didn't give that speech.
Also, big love, man.
But
and also
but Tombstone. He's the president.
That's true.
I know. And aliens.
True life.
True lies.
True life.
Because he had a better friend.
Also, Near Dark, one of the greatest vampire movies ever made.
But it's also just because of he had the right friend.
He drinks a guy's blood and then
yo yeehaw.
So no, you're saying and his he says career
finger licking good.
So you're saying his career is based on that he's friends with James Cameron.
Well, no, I'm saying that's why he shows up in all like half the awesome movies you mentioned boy. Are because of that.
Make you beg for buttermilk.
Roll over and beg for buttermilk.
You know what? He fought evil Cary Elwes, the evil tornado chaser. So
and he said. Hail Hydra.
Yeah, he
was also in All You Need Is Kill or whatever.
Yeah. Which is awesome.
Yeah. See? But he's the president. And he said that speech which
kill.
Pumped me
I feel
up.
Like I can't name as many Bill Pullman movies.
No, I just there's three of them. There's four movies.
What else was
Casper, that movie Ellen DeGeneres, Spaceballs, and Independence Day.
Wasn't he in that movie with Sandra Bullock?
Yes.
While you were sleeping.
He's also in that movie with Ben Stiller, Zero Effect, where he's like a detective, a PI.
Shit.
Ben Stiller's like his assistant. And then the girl, the mom from Fear the Walking Dead was like the love interest.
I feel like Bill Paxton should have gotten more play.
Bill Paxton got plenty of play.
Yeah, he did.
No, Bill Pullman needed more. See, I confused him. It will never end. It'll never
Bill from Scooby-Doo needed more play.
But really, when he gave that speech in Independence Day, it makes me want to stand up and salute.
Like the guy?
Yeah, like that. I'm telling you, that guy, that probably wasn't even scripted. Dude, that guy just stood up and
did
that.
He's in Lake Placid. He's cool.
He's good.
Is he considered a good actor?
That movie's like 10 years old.
People, that movie's more than 10 years old. It seems like it because like that show, The Sinner, gets a lot of crazy reviews.
It's about Patrick Ewing?
It's with, well, the first season was
with. Did you say The Center?
The Sinner.
I have no idea what's happening now.
Patrick Ewing's a monster. He's a center.
The first season's with that girl from Seventh Heaven, who's married to Justin Timberlake.
He's the blue one, right?
Jessica Biel.
There we go. That's her name.
He's the blue one, right?
there was an image I saw saying the worst things celebrities.
Sean Bradley.
The worst thing celebrities have ever done.
Oh, he was also the president in 1600 Pin, which was an underrated show.
The worst thing celebrities have ever done, and it said Jessica Biel didn't name her first child Batmo.
Wait, what?
It was a image that said, the worst thing celebrities have ever done, Jessica Biel didn't name her first child Batmo.
Batmobile.
That might be one of the greatest things ever.
It's a funny joke right there.
He's dying.
Travis is dying.
It's one of those where I didn't get it and then I did. It's amazing.
We kind of laughed over
it. Oh my goodness. All right.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Aaron, does Casper hold up?
I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
It's a fine kids movie. It's not like a movie, you know, like a I'm going to watch this anytime I want.
No.
It's like a...
This is a Back to the Future, what Marty McFly said.
It's a, we had to, we came up with
your
the...
kids will love
we
it.
We came up with the term. Yeah. Didn't we come up with the term last time?
You tried to. I don't think you...
No, we did. Travis, what was that term we came up with?
I don't know. I didn't say it.
It's a dildo.
No, it's a dildo.
Because
some people love it. But
I wouldn't consider this a dildo because it's not... I don't think anyone could really consider this bad. Because it's just a fine kids movie.
Casper is a dildo.
They probably sell those. Someone's probably made one.
Oh no!
Oh, man.
Oh, that's right. He was in Lost Highway.
Oh shit! That's true. But
I'll pick Inland Empire one day.
Oh god! It
you don't legitimately love it.
What?
Inland Empire.
I live. It's a nice place to live in.
Yeah. I think that it's not dated in terms of like the CG, like that holds up fine.
Yeah.
He does lose because Bill Paxton's in Wyatt Earp or in Tombstone, and Bill Pullman's in Wyatt Earp.
Oh. Do they play the same character?
That'd be amazing.
Aren't they both in
he's Ed Masterson.
That horror movie together?
Mm. Near Dark.
Brain something.
Brain Power. Brain Dead.
It's like... I believe it is actually called Brain Dead.
Okay.
I don't know. It hasn't shown up yet.
Hail Hydra.
It's in the 80s. It had... whatever.
Did you watch that Mary Elizabeth Winstead Brain Dead or whatever? Did you watch that?
It was fun.
All right.
Yeah, he is in a movie called Brain Dead.
Yes, I believe they're in that movie together. It feels like a Tales from the Crypt episode. There's a guy dancing.
Tales from the Crypt Keeper's in this movie.
He's in this. Oh, yeah. That scene is incredible.
I was like, all these people. I was thinking, that's really Clint Eastwood?
Yeah.
You see Mel Gibson, you're like, whoa. Hey, what's going on?
I got a facelift. There's one just like it underneath.
He also had a mullet.
Not at that time.
No, didn't he have a little?
No, his hair was shorter in this.
Oh, damn. So it's an okay kids movie. The only time I watch this would be during Halloween time when you're and it's like, ooh, okay, whatever. And Eric Idle.
Oh, dude, he's in Ruthless People.
Let the man finish.
Eric Idle's
no.
What?
That's a win.
That's a good movie.
Get out of here.
Danny DeVito, Bette Midler, Judge Reinhold finally all together. Helen Slater?
You got me.
Get out of here.
But clown masks?
No, they're wearing the duck masks.
That's what it
is. And clown masks. They're both. You're right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's. I didn't like it. I didn't hate it. I just... It's a kid.
You tolerated it?
Yeah, it's a nice...
But it also had a piece of crumb cake.
Yeah. Yes. But
that might be the best.
It wasn't like Small Soldiers where I watched that and I'm like,
oh yeah,
this is definitely piece of shit. And like, what was I thinking as a kid? This is just like, hey,
that's another movie that has a character that makes '90s references.
I mean,
all the time.
This has very Spielberg-esque qualities to it because didn't he produce or something?
Yeah, it's Amblin Entertainment.
Yeah. So I mean, it's made well. I had toys of this when I was little too.
I had Pizza Hut. They had puppets.
Yes. I had one of those.
Yeah.
I think it was Fatso.
I just had them.
And the little toys, one of them had a vacuum cleaner. And
they were like rubber and they smelled like, I don't know, that weird
like
rubber.
Dick.
They had that weird rubbery smell. Like when you go to like a party city, you know.
They had the smell of like the back room
like
of
Detroit?
Of a rental store. Maybe rental. A regular one.
He said party city. Okay. And I said,
you mean like where you stick your dick through the hole?
Did you hear me?
Not that kind. Like, you said party city, Detroit.
And I said like Detroit.
That's rock, but that's. Rock
hey, rock and roll is partying. Am I wrong?
I can't argue with him.
All right, so yeah, it holds up enough. Your kids will love it.
It's Nicholas,
it really is a Marty McFly.
You know what? That could be a new thing if you want to say.
If
that.
Not everything has to be a new thing, guys.
If I didn't watch it with my son, I would probably be bored.
That's fair.
Yeah,
because I think it would hold up to children, but not to adults.
Like you could show elementary school kids this and be like,
"Yeah," but I think if an adult saw this, they'd just be kind of bored. I mean, it's fine, and I watched it; I didn't hate it or anything. But I'm gonna say no,
because I mean, when it came out, like I know for our like,
I mean, I was fine with it.
Older people, though, when it came out. Their whole thing was like, oh, it's Casper the Ghost.
But I'm going to compare it to other kid movies that are around in the 90s. Adam's Family 1 and 2 are masterpieces.
Oh, yes.
And just
Little Giants.
Little Giants.
The Sandlot.
Those are just great movies. I mean, they are for kids. This movie is just for
Dunstan checks
kids.
In.
You can't have
Bushwhacked.
Yes. I know, I haven't seen it. I don't know.
Was it Summer Camp? No, what's it called?
Camp Nowhere.
Yeah.
With Chris Lloyd?
Heavyweights.
We already talked about that. So I would say no.
But this is like...
It's close, though.
This is not just a kid's movie. It's also a property movie. It's like a...
It's not shit.
A property movie.
Like Richie Rich.
Oh, yeah,
because
the house lives on a property.
Yeah, it's not shit or anything, but I don't like it enough to... I didn't laugh. I laughed later when you said the crumb cake thing. And then I like seeing my son react to Ray.
Did he say, why does he have a mustache?
No, he was just thinking, why did he leave? Like, he's a Ghostbuster. Why didn't he bust him?
Remember when Dan Aykroyd had a mustache Dana for some Croy? Reason? Why was he doing that?
I don't know.
He was too busy.
And then he had high hair in, he always in Tommy did. Boy.
And then he's making
his head is like an Easter Island head. Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Dan Aykroyd, this also had same song, which was Nothing But Trouble.
Yeah.
Which is weird hearing that.
Featuring the lyrical vocal
oh my God.
Stylings of Tupac.
Is one of us going to pick that movie one day? Because I watched
you
it when I was little.
Cereal.
You eat too much cereal. Know what? I hope you do because I don't remember it besides those.
No.
It's not going to be good.
But he's got a dick for a nose.
No, it's not
but
good.
But they look so gross, the twins.
And it's Chevy Chase.
It's awful. And I kept watching it anytime it was on. And I don't know why.
And it's got John Candy as a lady.
But pick it.
I could wonder.
Use your
but
pick.
I don't. It's like never anywhere.
I just feel bad for the girl, though, because when she grows up, Samuel Jackson's going to keep her chained up in his house.
Black Snake Mom.
Yeah. And then she will show her titties. Will she show her titties?
Is Christina Ricci's character going to just be like, because Casper's going to still
be
in love?
Are they
going
to live there forever?
And she's like,
no, but that's not even their house.
Yeah. And
whatever sequels they made, they don't like.
Hilary Duff's in the sequel playing the Wendy? That Wendy the Good Witch.
Yeah.
But Christina Ricci's.
But they're not related to this.
Christina
at all.
Ricci's going to want to bone dudes. Eventually.
But she doesn't even live.
Or maybe women.
Oh yeah,
you don't know.
Yeah. So see, Casper. What's Casper gonna do? Like, okay. Jump into a dildo?
Say
oh my god,
dits.
Casper could jump into a dildo or a sex doll.
That's true.
That's how he could become alive technically if he jumps into a real doll, a man real
god,
doll.
They should make a horror movie with one of those dolls killing people.
A real doll.
with a dick, it kills people with the. It's
yeah,
dick.
Or a guy like
oh,
a guy.
Shit.
What was that movie about that? When Ron Jeremy's dick gets cut off and it like starts
oh,
killing
I
people.
Saw some of that movie. Yeah. I forgot what it's called. It's something about monster beasts.
Yeah.
He's the Cadillac of penises.
I still...
Is that John Holmes?
No.
Cadillac of penises?
I still... for me, I would say it does hold up. I mean, I enjoyed watching it. I don't know if I would openly choose to watch it.
Oh, shit. We gotta watch Casper. It's like Halloween. Oh, you guys, you gotta watch Casper.
It's not like a hocus pocus situation where
you know what?
I'd get actual joy.
That's weird.
No, I could see myself like choosing to watch it.
No,
like no, watching with my girlfriend or something because it's like
oh
yeah.
Okay,
but would
no, you just if you're by yourself.
Oh no,
exactly.
No. I flipped through channels and saw it on with nothing else on and nothing else on, and I was just like, well, nothing.
If
else
it's
is
the
on.
Two dudes hanging in the cages, then I'll stop and be like.
But the thing is, it's like if I already passed the part where they're at the dance singing, I will skip past it because I want to watch that
what's,
scene.
What's her
but maybe we'll talk about the movie some other
yeah.
day.
I don't know about that.
He's Satan.
Rest in peace, Gary Marshall.
Gary Marshall's great in everything. Jose, that's a never been kissed because her name's Josie, and he responds, "Jose." That's just a great part.
It really.
So yeah. You don't think it holds up, or you do?
I do, but it's not like a movie I would seek out. But I enjoyed watching it, and because I was watching it with my girlfriend, she enjoyed it more.
Yeah,
anyways,
see,
so
that's different. But it's like my son watching my son.
It's a good cute couples movie to watch.
Sure,
or a kid.
Yeah,
but then if that girlfriend or kid are not there, we don't watch this fucking movie.
There's some
movie.
Movies you can't watch alone because it's like weird that you're doing that.
Yeah.
Like Casper?
Yes. Yeah.
Alright, Shred.
So I watched this movie alone.
I know, I didn't watch this with him.
But you watched it with the purpose. It wasn't like you just watched it alone for kicks. You watched it alone because we had to record this episode.
Yeah.
Are you talking about just when you watched it alone like a few months ago?
No.
Okay.
But like, I think it does hold up, but there are things I don't like about this movie anymore.
The AIDS thing.
He doesn't die of AIDS.
It's rough.
He dies of pneumonia.
He was playing baseball. It was cold. And then
AIDS.
Someone gave him AIDS.
He
said, oh, Lou Gehrig, his favorite baseball player, gave him AIDS.
Wasn't Lou Gehrig.
Yeah, Lou Gehrig gave him AIDS.
Lou Gehrig had AIDS.
It was, okay, that's one thing I need to bring up. His favorite baseball player is from the 1950s.
Wait, is that what he said?
he mentions his favorite baseball
player. He died like way before.
He's like Stubbs McKenzie or something.
Before Lou Gehrig existed.
Yeah, if you look this up, the timeline for when he was alive, when this happened, when his father was interned into an insane asylum, when he was into baseball, makes no fucking sense.
My son asked me, what are ghosts made out of? I was like, well, you saw Ghostbusters ectoplasm.
But then he says in this movie what he's made of.
No.
But that's him describing
it. I go to Ghostbusters explains everything you need to tell a kid about ghosts.
Ghosts are made of anything because they're not real.
No, that's what I would
fuck
tell him.
You!
I'd say, well, they're not real.
You don't know that.
I might have seen a ghost.
And he had blonde hair and he's naked? Was he naked?
No. It was like a dude in jeans.
I don't know. How did you not lose your mind? You were fucking dreaming.
No. It was late. I went to go to the bathroom. It was like 11 o'clock at night. When I walked
did
out
you just wake up?
No. And then I was just like, the hallway was dark and like I saw a dude walk by.
Like he passed you?
Yeah. Like it was like a whoop. Like walking around,
like he was on a cart and someone pushed him.
It was like
Lopan style.
Like, yeah. And I was like, wait. Like I just stood there. I was like, what? And I was like, oh,
how you should have reacted like Ernie Hudson when that train came.
No, I was just I was confused. But see, I know.
Get the number. Sorry,
my mind was just playing a trick on me. I know that's what it probably was.
That's a weird ass trick to give you a detail of a guy with blonde hair walked by wearing jeans. He had no shirt on.
It was like a generic white t-shirt, jeans, and blonde. It was like it's generic.
Because so a guy from the 1950s walked by?
I don't know. It just happened. My girlfriend says like, oh, your house is haunted. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure. Your mind plays tricks on you. Like I've seen shadows go like under my door.
Mom said that the Ouija board, like someone grabbed your.
The
leg.
Luigi board? We have a Mario board too.
The Luigi board.
I've seen. Sometimes I think I see people walk past my door. Like,
well, that's what I'm going to call it from now on.
The Luigi.
No, but like, that's happened, right? Where like you see something walk past your door.
You see like shadows.
Yeah, like see, it's like that. But like I.
But you saw a fucking person.
I didn't see the face or anything, but like saw a figure of a dude moving. But it's
my blonde hair.
My mind was just messing with me. That's all it was. There's no ghosts. Ghosts aren't real.
So yeah, this movie holds up for me. I think it's fun. But I just don't really care for the pop culture references too much just because it dates the movie. Certain ones don't and certain ones do.
Christina Ricci being 11 dates this movie.
Yes. And bringing up Speed Racer last week, I also found her very attractive in that. But that's as a grown person. Yeah.
It doesn't have a lot of pop culture references. Little Monsters doesn't have that many pop culture references.
No, it doesn't.
And it sucks.
Yeah, it's not that good. But Fred Savage is in it, so... And so is Ben Savage.
That motherfucker's savage.
Fred Savage. Okay, Aaron.
And I love the music.
Oh, he did it.
James Horner. Say
anything to recommend.
Oh!
Talking about Boy Meets World.
Obscure Aaron across social media, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr. I already recommended Boy Meets World, basically. Also... I don't know.
You don't need to recommend
anything. Halloween's coming up. Get your costumes ready. I don't know.
I'm going to be Lando.
Are you really?
I don't know.
Halloween's on Wednesday.
I feel like you've said this for like 3 years straight.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Yeah.
You have to. Now.
Well, now I guess I got to be Lando.
Or Mr. Boogaloo.
I could do that. I just got to do...
Wait, that's... That's not his name.
No, it's not.
Like, hold on.
Wait, what's his actual name?
Saul Guerrero. Where's
Whitaker?
Saul Guerrero.
Oh, Saul Guerrero. Yeah.
So when he's in Black Panther, I just keep thinking about the Boogaloo.
Be Force Whitaker from Species.
He's in... Oh, they're in the
room. Having sex. They should have just listened to him.
I could just do him from Platoon.
His powers are pointless in that movie.
Yeah.
Because... He tells you while it's happening.
He's like Deanna Troi from Star Trek.
Yeah, he's telling you.
He has powers.
Sense something.
Yeah, like he basically senses like what she's doing.
Okay, here's the thing.
So he's doing it while she's doing these things.
As a kid, I saw a Species for one particular reason, and I don't remember much about the
plot. For the monsters.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, those monsters.
And I don't remember him having powers.
I do.
Got my powers back.
Yeah.
That's a good movie. That's a good sci-fi horror movie.
Oh, I thought
movie.
You were going to say Space Jam.
I'll
recommend it's actually been pretty good so far. American Horror Story.
I still haven't watched this.
I've actually liked the season so far. But I know what's going to happen. It's
you know it is.
It's gonna, yeah, there's no way it doesn't. But until you
back.
Get to that point.
Ma Petite's the main bad guy.
Until you get to the point, though, it's a
now, I would be all in with that.
But, yeah, it's...
Francine West comes back from the dead.
And Man in the High Castle's back also, so...
Yeah.
But tell me, why is she...
Why don't you get off your high castle?
Why is who?
She got fucked by a Minotaur. What happened after that? She disappeared.
Oh! They don't really talk about it, but
about the Minotaur?
No, not the Minotaur. Oh. Queen... you'll see.
No, I won't.
You should see.
No, they don't, Aaron.
You,
just Google.
Because this series is like everything, I think. Are they throwing like everything into it?
Well, it's all the same universe.
But like, are they throwing everything into
the main, this? The main things it's supposed to be are Coven and Murder House.
Yeah.
Coven.
Every,
and Murder
why
House.
Would it be Coven? Coven rhymes with oven. I'll pick that movie one day. Oh my god, American movie is like the greatest thing in the world.
That...
All right, Nick.
I'll pick Communion one day.
I don't want to see American Horror Story ever again.
Yeah. I'm scared. Is that what they're saying in the intro? I'm scared.
Is that what they're saying?
I'm scared.
That sounds like no.
I'm scared.
They're not saying anything.
I'm scared.
Stop.
They're not saying anything. No, listen. It sounds like some dude's going, I'm scared.
Stop saying that.
I'm scared.
Stop it.
Nick.
I'm scared.
Stop.
There's a
that Freddie Mercury movie's not going to be good.
There's a video game that was free on Xbox One. It's called Overcooked. You basically menu comes up and you have to make the food for the people and cut up stuff. It was a free game, so
I think I've seen
my son wanted to play it, and it's kind of hard because I've been playing it, but it's fun as shit. It's really fun. It's better than Casper. But it's too hard for my son, so he was just making me play it and beat it. But it's fun. That's good stuff.
Yeah. All right, you can find me at Plain Travis. I can't think of anything again. It's my fault because I'm like behind on comics, so I can't think of any good comics to recommend. I read the first issue of The Return of Wolverine.
Yeah.
No idea what's going on.
Oh, he didn't stay dead?
Steve McNiven looks like he's doing Barry Windsor Smith art. It's kind of cool.
Is he got hot claws?
They haven't, where I'm at, unless the second issue's come out.
No.
Yeah, they haven't introduced it yet. But, I mean, this is where he's supposed to have.
They
kind of do in the beginning.
They show
yeah.
that it is, but they do what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It do what it do, baby.
What's that quote? They don't think it is what it, but it do.
I don't think it be, they don't think it be what it is, but it do.
I know there's another show, but I can't think of what it is, so it don't matter. None of this matters.
Oh, The Good Place is back.
Yes.
Good Place is back. I haven't watched it.
You completely stomped on my recommendation, so thank you.
I've never watched that show.
Stomp with fun. Balls. Oh. It's on the first two seasons are on Netflix.
Because Ted Danson?
Yeah.
Ted's always dancing.
No, but it's just a smartly written show. I like it a lot.
Did you read The Wrong Earth?
No.
That's a good book.
Did you need to say that's a good three times in order to establish that it's a good book?
You see the thing for the boys?
That little that thing, that commercial, and then they're all flipping it off. It's just like, okay.
He looks nothing like the butcher. What'd they do? And then Wee Huey? Okay.
His dad is played by...
That pisses me off so much. They cast Simon Pegg, and he's not even playing Wee Huey.
Because he's too old.
Really?
That's part of the problem.
Really?
He's an old man.
But he's also old, too old. I know.
You can still buy it.
He doesn't look that old.
But are all those superheroes going to take their dicks out?
Probably not. They're not going to have.
Then why are they making the show?
I don't know. There's probably going to be lots of weed and shit in it or something. I don't know.
But is it going to be really violent?
Who knows? It's Seth Rogen.
It's on Amazon.
I don't trust him.
They ruined Preacher, so
it's all trolling.
Green Hornet.
They know. He's just sitting there laughing.
Stupid.
He's doing that Seth Rogen laugh.
Which is funny.
God damn it.
At Obscure Alex on Twitter. And Well, Aaron, I was going to say The Good Place, but Aaron had to fuck it up. So, on the PlayStation, Xbox, and PC, there is this game called, I might have recommended this song.
Prince of Persia.
No, it's called A Way Out. And the cool thing about this game is that it's only two-player.
It's that prison game.
Yeah.
I've heard bad things about it.
Well, prison Break.
Well, they can go fuck themselves because it's actually good.
Prison Break.
So
you have to play with more than one person?
You have to.
Are you a chicken and you... Are you a chicken? You have to jump on.
Wait,
a
so
thing?
Then what do you do?
So you team up with this other guy, and you have to escape prison.
Prison Break.
It's essentially that.
Does it look? What does it look like?
It looks cool. It's a little stylized a bit, and it's like it takes place in like the 60s.
With another live person?
Yes.
Like couch person?
It can be couch or online.
Oh,
so yeah, it can be co-op online multiplayer. But the only cool thing I heard about it is if you buy the game, like the physical game, it comes with a download basically that you can give to a friend so they can then download the game and play with you.
It's not even that. If you just download it online, buy it, the other person can download the demo and join you regardless of they don't need to own the game.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you just figure out how to escape prison?
It's a bit more than that.
Like puzzles?
There's some puzzles. There's some action to it. There's fighting. It's.
I've seen Shawshank. I know how to escape prison. In that time
period. There are some references.
You need a poster of Lena Haywood.
Jump into a poop tunnel.
Yeah. I'm smelling a poop tunnel.
And then cry
right
in the rain.
But he puts his finger in his puddle. That comic is the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. He puts his finger in the hole in his puddle.
Hello, bitch, and welcome to my nightmare.
My nightmare. Welcome to my nightmare.
Shit. Dave Mustaine's here.
Yeah. Good job.
Dave Mustaine, what are you doing here? You look like his grandma.
No, I'm Freddy, bitch.
I can hear the phlegm.
He can't stop doing Dave Mustaine.
I know. Welcome to the show.
Doing an introduction for one of my favorite.
Looking back, it's still a bit fuzzy.
In the war inside my head.
You want to restart?
Yeah, now we have to.
Damn. Something strange going on. Something's wrong.
Gloom in the room. Outside is the storm.
All alone in the crib.
Watching the tube.
Yo, is that what I did? Did I see something move?
Chills on your spine. Your heart fills with fright. Not filled by the things
that go
bump in the night. Walk through the wall with no time to stall.